is Ein harosh poite b'nefolim. You know, the head comes out, mother gives birth to the baby, and just the head comes out, even though usually we hold the head alone, it's called a leda, but it's not a leda from the nefolim. The kid like comes out dead, so just the fact the head came out, that's not called a leda yet. The head goes back in again, and then she gives birth to another kid. The second kid is called the bechor, not the first one. She says, my time, what's his reason? The pasuk says, kol asher nishmas ruach chaim biyapov. Whoever nishmas chaim in his bapim, in his nose, as if to say, kol heichod the nishmas ruach chaim biyapov, if he has life in his nose, means the head's alive. Hu dechor shebreisho. Then the head is called something, bapim means then the head is a choshev aleidolite. But iduch lechoshev reisho. If the head comes out dead-like by an eifel, that's not called erleido, that's shmul chiddush. So if the kid comes out, just the head comes out, and then the head goes back again, that's not called a leder at all. So we're still asked the question, is that true? Tanan, learned in our Mishnah, haborach and nefolim, if the second kid comes out after first the nefol came out, and what was the case? Sheyotza roi shechai, that the first head came out, the nefol's head, it was only a 7th month of a baby in the stomach, but his head came out, he was alive. Or else, well, then Tisha Shiyotza Rosh Hameis, or else it was a 9-month-old baby, the head came out dead, and then the head went back in again, and then a second kid comes out, so we say that second kid is not called the Bechor Lakuna, there's no dead pinyin aben, because he's not called Katerechem. So Moshe says, Ketoni means what we learn here, Roshoi, Mashma, just because the head came out, that's called the Leda, and therefore the second one is not called a Katerechem, it's not called the Bechor Lakuna. Samar says, no, according to Shmuel, my Rosh, you know what the Mishnah means to say Rosh, the head came out? It means Roshoi Ruboi. It means to say the head and most of the body, not just the head alone. It means the head and most of the body came out, therefore it's called the Leda, therefore the second one is not called the Petarechem. Samar says, so, the list me Ruboi. The Mishnah should have said that. The Mishnah should have said Ruboi. Samar says, true. The Dinu really, the boiler le misni Ruboi. Really, the Mishnah should have said Ruboi. Most of the body came out. But the idea to call boiler misni Sefer, since it wants to say in the Sefer of our Mishnah, that the case is, what's going to be Ben Tisha Shiyotza Rosh Hameis? A kid with a kid, the baby's a 9-month-old baby. But that comes out the mace. So then we say the second one that comes out, he's called a Bechor Lanachlo, but not a Bechor for Kuna. Now, Taima de Rosh Hameis. Why is the second one called the Bechor Lanachlo? Because the first one's head came out a dead mace. Therefore, the father is not doubled, he doesn't worry about it. But if the first head, the 9-month-old baby, would have come out alive, then that's called a complete leda. And the father is even dovolov. And therefore, Abu Akrav, even though his head would go back in again, and another baby, the other twin, would come out first, is Abu Akrav, Bechor Lanachlo, Namalo Hevi. So the second kid now will not be a Bechor at all, not for Nachlo and not for Kuna. So that's why the Mishnah wants to say the loch of Reishoi, Tona Reishoi Nami Reishoi. That's why in the Reishoi also talks about the mace, it also says the head, or talks about the chai. But really it's lav davka the head alone, or there it means even Rubai. Just here it says Reishoi alone, because it means this chiddush. That's only because it was a mace. But if it would have been a chai, then the second one is not a bechor at all. Gemara says it's so. Well, that's the pshat that is only for the diyak. So my kamashmalon, like, what are you teaching me? What's the whole diyak going to teach me? My kamashmalon, what are we going to hear from this diyak? That the chiv and the mapik le resha, as soon as the kid comes out, his head comes out, and he's alive, heavy leda, it's called a complete leda. If like a ben kayama, 9-month-old baby, puts out his head, that's called a complete leda. So we're says, Tanini, we learned that, he's learned the Mishnah in Chulin already. That hoitzi roishoi. Let's say the kid puts out his head, that here's one of the behema. Behema put out his head. Alpha P shechz, even though he puts his head back in again, and then you shech the mother. So raise the kilud, it's called like the kid was born already, and the shechita same does not help for the kid. So what do you have to say again? What do you need the deacon our Mishnah for? So Moshe says, yes, maybe there's a big difference. Vechitem, maybe I'll tell you, Ashmina behema, or kamashmon biyodom. There, in the Chulun is talking about a behema, and here it's talking about an odom. And I'll tell you, the yodom of behema, loyal, killing out one from the yodom. Why? The yodim of Hema, if it would just say by a behema, that's called the leda, the head, I would not know by an odim also. Why? The less lay praise there. Because by a behema, there's no praise there. So Therefore, when the head comes out, the kamamis see it, so that's called a leidah. But by regular isha, when there's a praisda there, there's a vagina there, and inside, that even the head starts to come out, you can't see it so well. So maybe there it's not called a leidah yet. So that's why in the Chiddush in our Mishnah, even by an isha, by an adam, it's also called a leidah. And the opposite way, Behema miyodam layalfa. We would just said our Mishnah, I would not know behema. Mishum the choshiv parts of ponim bidei. Because by a person, I'll tell you, his head is very choshiv. The head means the whole body. So if when the head of an adam comes out, that's called a leidah. But if the head of a behema is not so choshiv, so I would not know by a behema. So if I need both Mishnayos and here in the Mishnah in Kulin. So if it's not a kasha, why our Mishnah has to say a deed teach us this chiddush? That if the head would have come out chai, and echnami, that's called the gezunta, that's called the real leidah. Yeah. Yeah. So the Marno, we learned that yotzo kedarkoi, if the behema comes out, the baby comes out normally, mish yotzo roiv roishoi. If most of the head comes out, that's called a leidah. So Rashi says, there's a gemara, in behema makasha, about a behema. The roitzi uba roishoi, v'shashchita, imoi herezek yulud. No, that's not before. Rashi says, no. Hanamatin here, more means, gabi odom, masech denida. That means, shiyotza roiv roishoi, heavy yulud. Der Philo war sie über der Nödel da die Jahre kuf jomin khoshiv yulud mi yom rishon ve khashvin la yemei tum of the tire mi yom rishon as the gemara nida so we have to more now that when now we learn the source now when now me tenina they will learn yotza kedarka if the baby comes out normally so mi shi yotza roi vroishe once most of his head comes out the yezel roi vroishe what considered most of the head ki mi shi teitze padachtoi as soon as his forehead comes out that's called a leidah, and from then on the mother has to start keeping her tumah b'tayra as if she gave birth then, and she's tummy for a boy it's 7 days, for a girl it's 14 days. So kids, we learned already once that if the head comes out, it's called a leidah. So what do we need the deek of our Mishnah for? So our Mishnah is not teaching us a deek, but our Mishnah, when it says ratio, it means the head mamish. So if so, when our Mishnah says the head even of a mace, Mashma, the head of a mace, is also called a leidah. And so the Gemara says, Tiyufta di Shmuel, Tiyufta sachakashan Shmuel. That Shmuel said that if an uba nefa comes out, the head is not called a leidah. And then we say, yes, even though it's a nefa, now Mishnah's Mashma know that even though the behemoth is the mace, but as long as the head comes out, that's called a leidah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish, Padachas pateras pachol makom, that when the forehead comes out, that's called a good leidah. Pachutz min anachla, but by nachla it's not enough. If just the forehead comes out, that does not give him a din bechor to take two portions. Why? My time, what's the reason? Yakir om rachmona, teras mashma by bechor, you have to be able to recognize him. And you can't recognize a kid until more than just the forehead comes out. You need the whole face to come out to recognize the kid. That's for shlokish. Even lanachlo also, lemaisa, the kid comes out, the head comes out, even though just the forehead, most of the head comes out, that's also called the bechor even lanachlo. Now the Gemara says, bechor makom asuyimai, that we say in Loshin is that, padachtas pateras bechor makom, what does it come to include? Lav lasuya, hodatanabonah, that's what we learned. Learn like this, giyoris, sheyotza padachas, Uvlodo, the Yose Nochris, let's say it was a Gyur, she was pregnant, and the head came out, the baby, the head came out, Mashtulagoy. Viacha Kachnis Gyro, and then she became a Jew. The Locher is, Ein Noistan Law, you may Tumav, you may Tairo. She doesn't have any Alochas of Tumav Tairo, so you'll let this. Because since the head, the forehead came out when she was still a Goy, it's similar like she gave birth when she was a Goya. And a Goya has no Tumav Tairo. And therefore also, Viena Mavia Korban Ledo. She does not have to bring a korban leidah, a korban leidah, because it's considered like she gave birth when she was a goya. That's also like this Rabbi Yochanan, that when she gives birth, as long as the forehead comes out, that's called a leidah. Well, even though Rosh Lakos also agreed to this, Rosh Lakos only argues Vilchas Nachla, he says, that for Nachla you have to have the whole face, it can be makarit. But not for Nachla, it's time for Vilchas Leidah, he also agrees that as soon as the head, the padachas, comes out, that's called a birth. Mace, we have a question. Vidashna says, Yakir Zuha Korosponim. Pasuk says, by Bechor Yak, you have to recognize him. What's called recognize him? That's called a korosponim, recognize the face. V'yezi korosponim, what's called recognizing the face? Parts of ponim imachoitim. That means you have clearly the whole face with the nose. So, l'chur you see, not like Rish Lakish. L'chur you see, and l'chur you see like Rish Lakish here. That Yak means you have to see the whole face with the nose. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's enough the forehead alone. So more says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, t'ni learn here ad hachoytim. Means you have to have the forehead down until the nose, but not more. So even Rabbi Yochanan is good according to Rabbi Yochanan also. Just means up until the nose, but not included. Torah Shema, come in here. It says, ein mi'idum elo parts of ponim im hachoytim. So you want to say edus, the most the case a husband died. And you want to come back and tell edus to the wife, I saw your husband is dead. So how do you have to say this? You have to see his parts of ponim, his face, im achoytim, with the nose. So again, mashma nalag Rabbi Yochanan, mashma you have to see, recognize the face also, the whole face. So Moses says, no, according to Rabbi Yochanan again, to me learn, ad achoytim is nothing to see until the nose. So there's no kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. Toshma kamenir, it says, padachas below parts of ponim. Padachas means the head without the face, without the rest of the face, or else parts of ponim below padachas. Ain mida, you can't say that. We only see half. You can't say this that you know that man died. Unless you could see both the forehead and the face. Im achoytim with the nose. And the Yom Rabbi, we tell Rav Kahana, micro, where's the pasuk with this? It says the pasuk in Yeshayo, hakoros ponim onsim bom. That's ons looks like edus. Like they say this, you have to have a koros pinayim. You have to be able to see the whole face. So it's a kashin of Yechonon. Here you have to see. You have to be able to recognize the whole face. Samura says shani edus isha. The Yachma Barabbanan could be Rabbi Yochanan agrees that by Edis Isha, if you want to come and say Edis, that you saw the husband is dead, there's only good Edis if you see his whole face. But if a Bechor Yakir, it's enough if you can just recognize the forehead alone. So I ask the question, is that true that there's a Chumra by Edis Isha? Because Gemara Miach Mira, we Machma by Edis Isha, if you're Tanan, go like this. Hochzaku Liyois, Masiyam Eid Mepiyed. Ochsgo means we believe by Edis Isha an Eid Mepiyed, even though you didn't see the husband nice, just somebody else told you. You're allowed to tell the wife, I heard that your husband died. Ros Isha Mepiyed, never could tell an Isha. Mepishiv, hear it from a Shivcha. So see, they made a lot of coolness here by Isha. So my answer is, Kia kill the Rabbonin Visoifa. Where would Rabbonin make all Visoifa? That means by the Edis itself, whoever comes and tells us, they saw him dead. But b'tchiloso, when you first come to see the edus, whoever sees the mace, how much of the mace do you have to see? They'll kill Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will not machmir. And the other Rabbanan said, what's called an edus? Only somebody that saw the whole face of the mace. You have to see his forehead and his face. So it won't be a kasher and a b'yechanan. Here the Rabbanan will machmir, the edus ishom, you have to be able to see the whole face. But for the din of a b'chor, yakir, it's enough just to recognize the forehead. The boys have another pshat could be I tell you in that Mem Zayin is that Yakir Luchud the Yakoros Ponim Luchud, and the pasuk by Bechor says the word Yakir there it's enough just to be able to recognize.